Hi guys, this is your host, Miss Anonymous, and you are now checked into the rehab. Hope everyone is doing absolutely amazing, and I hope you guys are as pumped as I am. Even though I don't necessarily have reason to be this excited, I just feel like some days when I'm excited about the topic, my energy level just spikes through the roofs. So I hope you guys are also in similar high spirits, and I hope you're looking forward to today's podcast episode. Before I dive into the topic, I am going to say, if you have not checked out these two podcast episodes, one is going to be how to get someone to fall in love with you, and then the other is five ways to win his and her heart. Go listen to those podcast episodes because they will tie directly into today's topic. And today's topic is the one thing that a man and the one thing that a woman needs in a relationship in order to be happy. Now, disclaimer, obviously, when we make these statements, it doesn't apply to every single person, but it does hold true for a majority of the people. And I'm going to warn you, you will be surprised by what I say, but bear with me, listen to the logic. I promise it'll make sense, even if you're scratching your head in the beginning. So let's start with the fellas. So the one thing that a man needs and wants in a relationship for him to stick around in the long term and for him to be happy, no, it's not food. No, it's not sex. It is to feel appreciated. And I know it's shocking, but hear me out. Think about the traditional man and woman roles dating all the way back to centuries ago, where traditionally men went out there and they worked. They were always the providers. And then women stayed at home. They did cooking, they did cleaning, they took care of the house, took care of the kids. Just think about that dynamic. When a man comes home from a long day's work, what's the one thing that he wants? Does he want to argue? No. Does he want to fight? Probably not. Does he want to come home and do more work? I highly doubt it. The man wants to come home and wants to feel appreciated for the fact that he was out there working hard, providing for his family. So how does the woman show the appreciation in that scenario? She cooks the food. She cleans his clothes. She cleans the house. She takes care of the kids. Now, for some of you, you might think, oh, this is just a typical man, woman, old school roles. But really think about it. These roles came together for a reason, right? It's not that one day these two genders said, you do this and I do this and that's it. No, think about the emotional logic behind all of this. When you're out there working, you are out there working for a reason. What would possess one person to say, I'm going to be out there for 10 hours or 12 hours or 14 hours or 15 hours doing this work? And sometimes it was physical, manual, hard labor, only to come back and give you half the money. Or let's say back in the day, if there was a barter system, let's say I'm growing crops and I come home and I'd say, I'm going to give you all of these vegetables that I just grew just because I'm in a relationship with you. What would possess a man to say, I'm going to take on this role? Because the expectation for the guy was, I am going to feel appreciated. And the absolute crazy thing is that as much as we've evolved in terms of the traditional gender roles, where obviously now women go out there and they have equal rights and they work, our biology has not really changed. Our innate nature has not really shifted. And for the women that are actually listening, it's astonishing that there's so many females that have not put two and two together, that they sit around, they scratch their heads, and sometimes they ask other females, which in my opinion is the worst advice. If you really want to get good advice, don't ask the same gender. Ask the opposite gender, because you will be amazed at how much information you can get in 10 minutes that your guy group or your girl group will not give you for months or years on end. So looking for advice about a man or a woman, go ask that gender. And you'll be doing yourself a huge favor and saving yourself a lot of time and aggravation. All right, so coming back. It's absolutely amazing that so many women just have not cracked the code. And for a lot of the guys, you might think that it's super simple, but sometimes men don't also communicate what they're looking for. You see, if a guy is impressed with a home-cooked meal, or if he is appreciative of the fact that a woman has done laundry, women don't look at it as in, he feels appreciated by these things that I've done for him. No, women look at it, oh, he's appreciating me for cooking the food or doing the laundry. But really, that's not the case. There's so many guys that are simply just looking for that respect from a woman, that want to feel appreciated. And when I say appreciated, it comes in many forms, right? The cooking, the cleaning, the taking care of the house. Those are just some ways that you can show someone that you appreciate them. But there are other ways. Maybe you do something nice for him. Maybe you book a trip. Maybe you enlist him in classes that he's always wanted to take. The point is, what a female does when a man is good to her, or when a man is a provider, or when a man is stepping up in the relationship with her, it should be her way of showing him appreciated. And sometimes the appreciation is verbal. It's not that you always have to do actions and tell someone that you appreciate everything that they do. Sometimes it's simply saying, thank you for doing this. Thank you for being this amazing partner in my life. Thank you for always stepping up and being there for me. I appreciate you. And it's mind-boggling how much headway you can make in a relationship, how much you can strengthen a relationship by simply communicating your appreciation and gratitude towards a man. Because a man's love language, for the most part, is that a man wants to feel that he's respected, man wants to feel that he's appreciated. And if you give, and what, ladies, please take notes, if you give a guy that, you will be surprised as to how much he will be willing to do for you, how much more he will want to step up. Because most women in this day and age don't do that. And one thing that I will say, it's this whole Me Too generation and this definition of an independent woman that has been skewed over the years. You see, sometimes women view, like, I'm not going to thank him for doing all those things for me. I'm not going to appreciate him because I didn't ask him to do it. Or I can do them myself. I don't need a man to do any of this for me. And if that's the kind of attitude that you have, you're going to have a lot of struggles in your relationship. It's going to be very difficult for someone to get close to you. It's going to be very difficult for someone to continue doing things for you, because that's when you put up a wall and you're basically telling the other person, I don't appreciate you. I don't need you. And just think about being on the other side. Who wants to be in a relationship with someone with that kind of an attitude? And I'm not saying that those are the things that you communicate to a guy, but with our actions, we say a lot. And sometimes we don't realize what message we're sending across. So for all the ladies that are like, I'm independent. No, I'm not going to cook. No, I'm not going to clean because I'm not a traditional woman. Great. Then maybe how you communicate is what you use to tell a guy that you appreciate him. Maybe that's how you make sure that he understands and he knows that everything that he does for you, you do value all of that. And if your attitude is that I don't need a guy to do all of that for me, then don't complain when a man isn't stepping up for you. Because you've basically trained him and you've showed him to say you don't want him to step up for you. And even the whole idea of women being independent. See, you can be very independent in the sense that you can hold your own. Yes, you can pay your bills. Yes, you can make your own decisions. Yes, you can be in control of your own life. But that does not mean that when you come into a relationship, you have to be the dominating one. You have to be the assertive one. You can be independent in your own life, but still in a relationship, let your partner take the lead. If not all the time, then definitely sometimes. And it doesn't make you weak or it doesn't make you vulnerable to show appreciation or to ask for help. And in today's society, that's one of the challenges that women face. There are a lot more women that are single these days, if you look at the stats, compared to 10 years ago or 20 years ago or 30 years ago, and certainly 50 years ago, because a lot of the women have taken that definition of independence way too far. Now, if you are someone that's not looking for a relationship and that does not want to be in a long-term commitment, great. Then this podcast episode does not even pertain to you. But if you are someone that's sitting over there and scratching their head, thinking that I'm a trophy, I pay my bills, I have a degree, I have a great job, why on earth am I single? Then I want you to look at your past, if not even relationships, your past interactions with men. Have you appreciated the little things that the guys have done? It could be as simple as someone pulling out the chair for you or taking care of the check at dinner. Have you really appreciated a man for doing all of those things? If the answer is no, then don't be surprised if you keep going through guy after guy, but nobody really sticks around. Because for a majority of the men, that is their love language. And it doesn't make you any less of a woman or it doesn't make you dependent if you cater to it. And one thing for those of you that listen to my podcast episode religiously is that you already know I'm always somebody that will root for prioritize your relationship. Put your ego to the side. You don't get a trophy for being stubborn. You don't get a trophy for having a big ego. But if you can have somebody in your corner that's down for you no matter what, that in itself is a trophy. If you can build a life with someone, that in itself is a trophy. So when I say that this is a guy's, for most men, that this is their love language, that should be an opportunity for you to say, okay, how do I then make sure that my partner, whether it's somebody that you're dating, whether it's somebody you're in a relationship with, or maybe even in your next relationship, how do I ensure that I'm mindful of the fact that my partner, this guy in my life, feels appreciated, feels respected for all the things that he does for me? And here's what's going to happen when you do that. When you show a man appreciation, you reinforce positive behavior. And no, I'm not comparing this to a dog, but you reinforce a positive behavior, which is the same in every human being, right? If somebody does something that you like, you want to reinforce that. And you could reinforce that through your actions, or you can reinforce that through your words. The more you show appreciation to the guy, the more he's not only going to do those things, he's also going to step up, because it makes a man feel good. When he feels like he has taken care of the woman in his life, when he knows that he's handled his business and he's appreciated and recognized for it, it makes him feel good. And any human being will gravitate towards something that will make them feel good. Most sane people will not run towards a person that is driving them nuts, that's causing them pain, that's giving them anxiety, that's giving stress to them. Most people will run towards something that feels good. So if you want to be that one thing that feels good to a man, then learn to appreciate him and keep enforcing that positive behavior. And every time you feel like he is not doing something that he was doing before, take a step back and think to yourself, have I reinforced that positive behavior? Have I shown gratitude for the work that he's put in or for the effort that he has brought to the table? and then course correct. Now, coming back to the ladies on the flip side, here's the one thing, fellas, and I want you to listen up because you guys are just as clueless, if not more, than the women. So the one thing a woman wants and a woman needs, whether she realizes or not, is that a woman wants to feel special. That's it, point blank. Think about the fact about how the whole wedding ceremony came about. Why is there a big thing around engagement? Are women, traditionally, are women proposing to men? No, men are proposing to women. And the whole reason behind that, whether you realize it or not, it's to make that woman feel special. That is a woman's love language. So the whole surprise of getting down on one knee, of bringing all her friends and family when you do a proposal, assuming you want to get married, when you do a proposal, is to make her feel special, not just between you and her, but in front of the world, making her feel special. Think about the ceremony. Majority of the focus is on the female. Most of the women have been planning their wedding since they were a toddler, since they could think back to what a wedding was. They've been planning this wedding. Why? Because it's their quote unquote special day. It's a moment, quote unquote, for them to feel special. Women want presents, but now there may be some, but for a majority of them, it's not about the monetary thing, but it's about the gesture. It's about feeling special when somebody gives you something. Women love compliments. Why? Because it makes them feel special. Women, especially when they're looking for a long-term partner or they're looking for someone mature, women will go for a guy that makes them feel special. That's why you will see really attractive women with not so good-looking guys sometimes. And yes, I know you might be thinking, oh, the dude might have money, and maybe he does. But there will be plenty of guys out there that you will see who do not have the money, and yet they still get these attractive women. And if you're scratching your head and going, why? Why would she be with him? The simple answer is because he makes her feel special, period. That's what women look for, at least the majority of the women. Now, that could be with the way he speaks to her. That could be the nice gestures he does for her. And gestures could be anything. It could be simply going and running an errand that she hates to do. Going in and making sure that the kids are taken care of, going in and buying her a gift, going in and planning a vacation for her. Any gesture that will make her feel special is basically what women gravitate towards. And some guys mistakenly think, oh, she wants a bigger ring because she's a gold digger, or she wants nice presents because she's somebody who's chasing after money. That's not the reality for all of the women. That could certainly be the reality for some of the women. But think about, what does the bigger diamond represent? A woman has a big rock on her finger. What's going to happen? People are going to come up to her and say, that's a beautiful ring. Oh, your husband might really like you. Oh, or at least in this case, love you. She gets to show her finger to everyone. So all of those things are just moments that make her feel special. But most guys never realize that. They always think, oh, a woman just wants a big rock because she just wants a big rock. No, it's about the feeling special part. She wants everyone to know that this dude loves me so much that he's willing to spend this much money on me because I am special. She wants people to come up to her and say, oh my God, I cannot believe this guy did this. He must really love you. How does it make her feel? It makes her feel special. Because here's the thing. Are guys going around buying big rocks for every woman that they come across? Even if you have a lot of money, chances are you're not doing that. Who are you going to do that to? To the woman that you think is special to you. And this is something which, when you think about it, it sounds like it's so obvious. Yet There's so many times that I've overheard guys' conversations or of guys that come up to me and ask for advice, and they have not been able to put two and two together. And I'm not even talking about in the teenage years. I'm talking about men in their 50s, 60s, 70s, still going, I can't figure her out. Well, here's the big mystery. Do things to make her feel special. If she's upset with you, what do? Do things to make her feel special. That is a female's love language. Obviously, the more that you get to know the person, you'll figure out what things she wants you to do. What are some of the words that she wants to hear? And you'll get better at it. But the moral of that story is females gravitate towards men that make them feel special. And even if women date guys that might be jerks, that you might be like, why is this woman with that guy? He's not even treating her right. I promise you, in the long term, even if she's in a bad relationship, the woman is going to still long and look for someone who makes her feel special. And here's the crazy part. Sometimes we think like making a female feel special is so difficult. But when you think about just even movies, just think about the scenarios in the movies. A guy writing a song for a female, writing a poem for her, taking her to the movies, just small gestures go such a long way. Because at the end of the day, it's not about how big or small your gesture is. It's about the feeling that you give to the woman. And even by giving her more attention, even by claiming her in front of the world, and really that's what marriage is. Some men might think that it's a way for a woman to trap a guy, but it's really a way for the woman to show the world, look, I am so special. This man thinks the world of me that he's willing to commit his entire life to me. Because if you think about biology, men are not traditionally or prone to commitment. That's strictly a woman's domain. If it was up to guys, a lot of the guys would not easily even commit to just one female. Because then they have to step up and do the work. And they traditionally don't prefer to do that. As you get older, obviously that might change. So for a woman, the whole concept of marriage or a whole concept of a relationship and being exclusive, why is it so important? Because to her, it says, even this gender, this man, who by nature may not be looking for commitment, may not be looking for marriage, is willing to give me all of those things because I am that special to him. And that's really all it boils down to. And sometimes it's a little bit crazy to just think that these things, that when you think about the gestures and you think about, well, why do women expect guys to do X, Y, and Z? It's like, oh, because she just wants to be made special. Then it becomes crystal clear as to, okay, women are not that complicated, just like men are not that complicated. When you figure out what it really takes to make the other gender happy, then you start to look at other things in terms of a partnership where you say, okay, I know how to be in a relationship. I know how to make my partner happy at a very, very high level. Now let me zone into what type of partner am I looking for? What type of partner is the best suited for me? What are other characteristics that are important to me in the relationship? What are some of the other things that I want my partner to have in the table? But at the foundation of it, you have to be willing to meet the basic needs of your partner. And I guarantee you, if you've been in relationships in the past, just think back. Maybe without even realizing it, you were doing some of these things for the man in your life or the woman in your life. And maybe that played a part in the success of that relationship. Now, that doesn't mean that just because you fulfill these basic needs, you're going to be with this person for the rest of your life, right? And that's why I said there has to be other things like personality traits, hobbies, life goals, values that also need to align. But if you have all of those things and you have not been able to figure out how to give this one happiness to your partner, you'll notice that there's friction in the relationship. or the foundation of the relationship is not as solid as you would like for it to be. So I hope that with this knowledge, you guys put it to some good use. And if you know of somebody else in your life that simply has not gotten it, that it's really just that simple, have them check out this podcast episode, as well as the other ones that I mentioned in the beginning. And hopefully we can get that person on the track to having fulfilling relationships, whether they're short-term or long-term, but fulfilling relationships that really make them feel good in the relationship so that their core need is being met, but also make their partner feel great in the relationship and ensure that they're also meeting their partner's core need. So with that, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. You are now checked out of the rehab. Until next time, bye guys.